And now we turn to the Phoenix City Council, where last night, in its final meeting before a summer break, the council approved new funding related to the police department.
First, $150,000 for a study on officer-involved shootings in Phoenix. According to the city, there were 23 officer-involved shootings just in the first 5 months of 2018. That's typically the number that happens in a full year. Here's Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams speaking on the show yesterday.
So they're going to look at a statistical analysis over 5 to 10 years of our officer-involved shooting patterns. They're going to look at our policy. They're going to look at our training. They're going to look at our practices. They're going to look at the individuals who were involved in this officer-involved shooting. So it's a two-way street. It's not just looking at PD. It's also going to be looking at those individuals that we engaged with.
And the city approved another $150,000 toward implicit bias and cultural competence training for the Phoenix Police Department. The department hopes this training will strengthen the relationship between officers and the community.
But some community members at last night's meeting were not supportive of these approaches.
You know, part of what I saw in your report is that this is about trust and trying to build up trust. That means that from the beginning, you need to include community, not as an afterthought, not in the to research, but we need to tell you what information we want to know, what information you want to investigate.
Other comments last night echoed this concern that there was a lack of community input in the council's and police department's decisions, even though the council had made a point of asking for community input this time around. Paris Wallace answered that call. She has attended just about every city council meeting and subcommittee meeting that she can over the last few months. As an organizer for Black Lives Matter Phoenix Metro, she has demanded that the council include things that matter to her community in their budget. But after last night's meeting, she says it was all lip service. I sat down with Wallace earlier this morning to talk about her concerns and what they were fighting for the council to do instead.
So basically, we went to city council with 5 demands, and the city showed us exactly what the community was worth to them. If you read the website, when they put out the statement on what the city budget is focusing on, it says in the first line, they're focusing on police and fire department development. Like, that is their number. It actually says their number one focus. And that does not mean the community.
So what were you originally asking for? I know you've been attending city council meetings for some time now, and you put that list of demands forth. What were they?
So as Black Lives Matter Phoenix Metro, we teamed up with another community-led organization called the Center for Neighborhood Leadership. And together we came up with 5 demands. One was to reallocate police funding to community funding and to move this money to neighborhood specialists for direct community programming. 2 was increased funding for returning citizens out of jail. Due to Phoenix having the highest recidivism rate right now in the country, there's a need for funding and reintegration into the community. Job trainings, education, therapy, all of those things. Our 3rd demand was increase of lighting pedestrian crosswalks in South Phoenix and Maryvale. Our 4th ask was improvement of roads, streets, and lights in South Phoenix and Maryvale. A lot of our members for BLM live in South Phoenix, and they are often left out of this conversation unless the city is wanting something, as we saw with the light rail. The 5th demand is to create a legal defense fund for immigrants pushed to ICE custody by PPD. And our final demand is the compensation fund for the communities impacted most by police violence. Right. And for those resources to go to counseling, trauma support, therapy, and everything that's needed after violent police interactions and or witnessing.
Okay, so there were some points last night during the city council meeting when it seemed like the council and police chief Jerry Williams were trying to include community concerns. Like the police chief said, she would be maybe willing to allow the community to be involved in and look at the curriculum for this bias and cultural competence training. Do you feel like those things are not enough, or do you feel like those things are just not going to happen?
I believe that they will invite community members, but it's going to be a very selected choice. They're going to invite those community members that already agree with their line of thinking. Because what we recognize, even in the Black community, is that there is that separation. So there's the old guard, and then there's younger, more, I guess you would say, progressive following. And, you know, I'm somewhere in the middle, right? I'm 32. So I like the idea of being represented in a real, meaningful way, but I don't believe that she will. I don't believe that she's going to call or reach out to my organization and be like, hey, come because we really care about what's happening in your community.
So the council had made a big deal about inviting the community into this process, right? They had said, you know, we want the community to talk to us, to tell us what they want in this budget as we do it. And you've been trying to do that. So it sounds like you just feel like that was all lip service.
It was. I mean, we turned out so many people to all of these budget hearings from starting at the beginning, right? I've been going to these meetings, every single one of them, from the budget hearings to the council meetings to the police subcommittee meetings. You know, we've been there in the room participating, filling out their things to speak and doing our research, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it was just for them to be able to say, look, we did. What they did do, in fact, was just anger the rest of us because they said, come, join us, do this. This is your money. Because what a lot of folks don't recognize is that general fund is our tax dollars.
So what's next? The city council is going on hiatus here for a little while. What are your plans?
Well, they're on vacation for the next 2 months, and we are not. We are organizing even harder, and we'll be back. You know, basically, we're just setting ourselves up for the long game. We will be hitting the streets. We will be talking to more people. We will be getting ready. And if they're not willing to share the funds that we pay into, we will make it harder for them to get reelected. Because when it comes to that season, when it comes to that time, they come to us for their campaigns. They actually come to us for canvassing. They come to us because we do the footwork. So when it comes time for that again and they come knocking, we're not going to be there to help mobilize.
All right. Paris Wallace is an organizer with Black Lives Matter Phoenix Metro. Paris, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.